For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. This is a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Also a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, whether you go on the website or visit the store on Cedar Lane. They have expert advice on supplements and carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, today's guest will be Dr. Deanna Minich, an internationally recognized lifestyle medicine expert whose subject is whole detox. Before we start with Dr. Minich, I want to give you the news you can use, just a little piece of information, some pearls. There have been a lot of questions lately about calcium and the fact that taking large amounts of calcium, over 1,000 milligrams a day, as recommended by the government and numerous other health organizations, it has resulted in increased inflammation and risks for the following: prostate cancer, especially those with advanced prostate cancer, cardiovascular disease, especially heart attacks in postmenopausal women and also in men. And a Swedish study revealed that compared to moderate calcium intakes, which would be less than 1,000 milligrams a day, those women taking 1,400 milligrams or more from diet were 40% more likely to die during the period of the study. And if they were also taking 500 milligrams of calcium in addition as a supplement, the death risk was 157% and higher. Also, there are kidney stone formation. That can be a side effect of excess calcium. Now, the real issue here is what kind of calcium and how much magnesium. And most of these studies do not include magnesium, which is necessary for the utilization of calcium. The ratio we recommend is at least half as much of the dose of calcium in the dose of magnesium. So it would be 2-to-1 calcium to magnesium, or 1-to-1 magnesium calcium even. So it's important to know what's going on. And for those of you interested in bone health, there are other nutrients that are also needed: vitamin D, K2, zinc, silica, manganese, and potassium. There are others as well. But that's news you can use. So let's get to our exciting guest. We have a lot of good information to learn from Dr. Minich, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her. I told you she's an internationally recognized lifestyle medicine expert, and her emphasis is in detox. Her 20 years of experience in the nutrition and functional medicine fields led her to develop an integrated whole self approach to nutrition called Food and Spirit, and you can go on that website, foodandspirit.com. She then applied the whole self concept to detoxification, as she was finding that many people would transform their lives during her nutritional detox program. And what you can do is look that up as well. Go on the site, Whole Detox, WholeDetox.com. So I'm going to introduce Dr. Minich now. Welcome to the show, Deanna.
Hello. Good morning, Dana. Great to be here. And gosh, you know, detox is such a hot topic now, so I'm sure that your listeners are going to have a lot of questions and that you will bring them forth so that there's better clarity.
Well, tell us a little bit before we start on it about the Detox Summit. It's a large weekly event or a full week event. Tell us more about it.
Well, there are a lot of summits these days, and summits are online events with a number of different experts providing their information on the topic. So in August 2014, I led the Detox Summit. So it was 1 week of 30 different experts talking about all different facets of detoxification. So we started with Dr. Jeffrey Bland. We had Dr. Perlmutter, Dr. Alejandro Younger in the first days talking about clinical detoxification and nutritional biochemistry. And then we moved into emotional detox and even detox of the mind in our thoughts. And then finally, by the end of the week, we brought it even into talking about relationships, talking about our spirituality. And so what I really liked about the summit was that it was a very full spectrum approach. We didn't just focus on one thing like chelation or one thing like environmental toxicants, but we surely did touch upon those topics, and we talked about different things that you can do. So we brought it into a broader context, and just having so many of those different experts, I think, was useful. So your listeners can still purchase the recordings for the summit by going to thedetoxsummit.com. We still keep those alive because the information is so valuable, and even if you weren't available for the live summit, we've recorded everything. So you have those at your fingertips.
The beauty of technology.
Exactly.
and what wonderful access to information. I know you have a book that you want to talk about as well, Whole Detox. Tell us a little bit about that and how you put it together and what your plans are going forward as well. I'm sure this is not the last of what you'll be doing.
No, and, you know, I already have four different books all about nutrition in some way, but this one about detox is really bubbling up because of my work over the years with Dr. Jeffrey Bland. I did a lot of work with nutritional detoxification, creating different products, working with patients at the clinic, and in my observation of working with people, what I noticed is that when people change their food or they start taking different supplements or medical food powders or a variety of different things nutritionally, what inevitably happens is they also start to change their lives. So many people would have emotional catharses going through these detoxes where, you know, 10 days in, all of a sudden, you know, there'd be this emotional upheaval. There would be some patients who'd want to quit their jobs or end relationships or start thinking about what do they want to do with their lives. So through this process of working with people and seeing how what we eat and how we're taking in different foods and supplements is changing our body, it's also changing how we live. And so Whole Detox is really about that. How can you get at all of the different toxic barriers in your life, not just the environmental contaminants like the heavy metals out there or the plasticizers, but what about emotional toxins or thought toxins or relationship toxins? You know, the science is now telling us that our social networks are so important for determining our health. So who we hang around with, who we're close to, is going to determine to some extent our eating behaviors or even our body mass index. So there is a strong correlation between our communities and who we are. So I bring that forward in the book, talking about a more holistic approach to detox so that detox is not such a scary word. And in that discussion, we talk about whole foods, we talk about whole systems, and really bringing forward the 21st century concepts around the human body now, which is that everything is interconnected. This is the science of mind-body medicine, and, you know, I do that a lot with color. I think it's the easiest way for people to really understand and bring it all together.
That's excellent, and I like this focus on the social connectedness. For years, we've known that the people you hang out with, you sort of become. And I always thought it was just being exposed to their lifestyle, their diet, their whether they were active or inactive. But now we know it also involves the microbiome. It's what we share. And that microbiome that is responsible for whether we're going to be obese or not, or certainly shares the responsibility. We pass that on and we're obese, then our friends are going to lean toward obesity. Can you talk a little bit about that, since this is pretty new information to a lot of people?
Well, I do think that it does connect to the gut microbiome, but I think that there are other factors too. So, for example, in some of these studies, they have shown that you don't just have to live close to the person. You can be emotionally close to somebody that's all the way on the other side of the country and still be connected to them, and maybe even in a more intimate way than somebody that's your neighbor. So I do think that there's a gut microbiome connection there, but I think it goes beyond.
Certainly.
On the phone or through social media or through, you know, any number of different ways that we get in touch with people that are remote, we may start talking about different lifestyle things that we're doing, different habits that we're engaged in. And, you know, through that connection and, you know, we start hearing about different things. I mean, word of mouth is the most powerful way to spread anything. So when we're talking with somebody that we're close to and we trust, we might start to investigate or want to be looking into some of the things that they're talking about. So I think it's the power of truly the power of connection, of trust, and of emotional ties. And through those decisions that we make by way of those connections, sure, we can be impacting the gut microbiome. We can be changing so many things. We can be changing neurotransmitter function. Now, of course, the studies don't go into that level of depth and detail, but if we're changing the gut, we're changing the brain. If we're changing the brain, we're changing other functions in the body. And so, again, it's all interconnected, and the gut microbiome is just one portal of entry.
Yes, it's like that old song, the head bones connected.
Exactly.
You know, what's old is new again. I find that keeps happening. And I want you to give my kind regards to Dr. Bland. Jeff Bland, I consider one of my first mentors. I think I attended one of the very first lectures he gave in the Washington area. And he has been responsible for my interest over the years. So if you would pass that on, Deanna.
Oh, I would love to. And in fact, I will see him in just a couple of weeks because he is hosting the Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Conference. And so I'll be presenting there. And, you know, he's continues to do great work. And, you know, he's been such a mentor and friend to me. So I will gladly do that.
Well, thank you. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. You're on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information on whole detox.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. So please join Kevin next Sunday for an interesting discussion on nutrition. Now, today's guest is Deanna Minnick, an internationally recognized lifestyle medicine expert whose subject today is Whole Detox, which is also the title of her book that will be coming out in 2016. We were talking about detox, and you gave us a lot of background, Dr. Minnick, but you have developed seven systems of health. And it would be interesting to our listeners, I like them to go away from the show always learning something and being able to do something as soon as they've finished with the show that they can that day do something beneficial. So share with us how you developed the seven systems and what they are.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Well, first of all, since you're talking about news to use and things to have in hand, if your listeners go to my website, foodandspirit.com, on the homepage right there, they can download for free the entire table of the seven systems of health. So even though I'm going to talk about it now, you can have a much more colorful representation that you can print off and put on your refrigerator. You can put it in a notebook. I have patients that carry that around with them. So,
excellent.
Yeah, just look for the very colorful table on the website and just feel free to, again, download it, print it off, whatever you need to do.
Excellent.
Yeah. So one of the things as a scientist going through my path is that I stumbled upon a lot of different ancient traditions. And so I looked at Ayurvedic medicine. I looked at traditional Chinese medicine. And, gosh, I can remember many years ago, I found myself in this yoga class. And I started learning about how the ancient traditions look at the body. And, you know, there was sometimes this crossover between medicine and kind of this holistic, spiritual kind of aspect of health. And, you know, I wasn't sure what this was all about because I have a very, I have a scientific, logical mind. But what I noticed was that when I was taking this yoga class and as I got into Ayurvedic medicine, they talked a lot about these different points in the body where there was a lot of activity. And, you know, they called these chakras, or chakras in Sanskrit, but, you know, I was very interested in them. You know, what is this exactly? And when I started to look at Western medicine and science, what I noticed was that these ancient traditions are really talking about the endocrine system and how important it is and how we have these points of activity in the body where much is going on. And we already know that if we look at the toxicity research, one of the most vulnerable systems that responds is the endocrine system. So that would be the adrenal glands, the ovaries and testes, the pancreas. The heart, in and of itself, is now considered a neuroendocrine organ. If you look at some of the latest science, the heart produces hormones that are then transported elsewhere in the body and they're received by different organs. So the heart is an endocrine organ. Then we have the thyroid gland that everybody knows about, right? The butterfly-shaped organ at the base of the throat. And then we have the pituitary, which is the master gland, which resides in the middle of the head, and then the small pineal gland, which is also in the brain. So these different glands all work together. They're like a web in and of themselves. And even within functional medicine, I'm sure that many of your listeners, if they know about functional medicine, they've heard of HPATG, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, thyroid, gonadal axis. Right?
Yes.
So like whenever we think of stress, we think of HPATG. So that's kind of our acronym. And so everybody just seemed to be, if I look at the Eastern side and traditions, what I see is the same recognition of what we now know in Western medicine. So I looked into this a little bit more and realized that these seven endocrine glands are indeed connected to very important physiological function, and they also have other types of connections as well. So I connected each of them to a color, and what I do within the detox is I take people through each of these endocrine glands day by day, and we focus on, you know, what does it mean to have stress with our adrenals, to not feel like we can survive in our physical environment? What does it mean to have all of this cortisol in the body? And then I also talk about, you know, if we're talking about the adrenal glands, we talk a little bit deeper there about other themes too, like trust and safety, survival. We talk about DNA. We talk about things that help to stabilize our adrenals, like protein. You know, having good quality protein helps with our blood sugar and also helps to really balance the release of cortisol so it doesn't get out of control. So in that color that I associate with the adrenals is red. So we talk about red foods. Everything is red. And even when we go through the detox, and we're actually doing one right now, people wear red clothes and they take pictures of themselves. And, you know, I usually have hundreds of people that go through these programs at one time. And then on a social media page that we keep as closed, people are sharing their experiences. So, yeah, the first system of health is the adrenal glands, and we talk about the color red and all of the red-colored foods that contain the nutrients that those adrenal glands need.
Excellent. I love the use of color. It's so it's very clever.
Everybody understands it. And you know, especially for me with an interest in phytonutrients, my master's thesis was all around the phytonutrients called carotenoids.
Yes.
And the carotenoids are a class of different colorful compounds. So even during my study, I always knew that there was something to color, whether it's the color in food. And in my book, Whole Detox, which comes out in March 2016, I talk about the science of color. I didn't realize that there was so much science on color, and not just the color in food, but color on the walls, color that we're exposed to. For example, there was a study that showed that people eat less from a red-colored plate than they do from a blue-colored plate, which I think is fascinating, right? That red correlates in the literature to the sense of halting, alerting, causing some type of reaction. So I don't think that many people have put together the psychology of color with the physiology of color, but that's essentially what I did within Whole Detox.
Well, I think it's brilliant, and it makes it very easy to remember and understand.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep going through the endocrine system. And by the way, that's fascinating about the heart. There's much more to all of our endocrine system, all of our glands, and what they share, the neurotransmitters that they themselves produce. And now we know the heart produces hormones.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love it.
Mm-hmm.
We learn something new every day.
Well, from the adrenal glands, we then move into the ovaries in women and the testes in men. And these are the endocrine organs of reproduction. So what I do within the detox is I also talk symbolically with people. And so when I'm talking about reproduction in this glandular way, I'm also getting people to think about their own sense of creativity in their lives. Where are they creative? What does it mean to be creative? What are their limiting beliefs around their own creative expression? So the color that we associate with this endocrine system is the color orange. So you see that we're just going to move through the rainbow here. It makes it easy to remember.
Yes.
So what's interesting on the science side with orange is that there have been a number of studies in animals, whether it's been goats or cows or sheep, where they have shown, and, you know, quite honestly, if you look at the origin of human nutrition, much of it comes from animal nutrition to start.
Yes.
Because we got into production and looking at, you know, how do we make animals bigger and, you know, keep them healthier. So some of this research that I'm going to say right now is coming really from offshoots of that. And what they showed was in these animals that beta carotene, which is the orange-colored compound in foods, so for example, carrots are high in beta carotene, that's what makes them orange, that beta carotene was correlated with progesterone in their bodies. And progesterone, of course, is the main hormone of ovulation and of being reproductive and fertile. So I thought that was fascinating because even if you look at ovulation at the level of the ovary, beta carotene is, why is it called the corpus luteum as we start to create this follicle that then matures into an egg? As part of that process, beta carotene is required. We actually need that orange color to make us more fertile. So there's that. And then if you look at other studies on color, and there are so many, the color orange, especially in fish, so when fish are ready to mate, they've shown this in guppies and in other types of fish, they bring out the colorful carotenoids that are orange in their skin. So they're able to change that. And so when other fish see that color orange displayed in the skin, that's a cue that there's a call to mate. So, and I just think it's fascinating. I mean, even I could go deeper, you know, where they've looked at the sperm and carotenoid levels being connected to reduce oxidative stress and better viability of sperm. And so that really is that system of the ovaries and testes, looking at the flow in the body. We talk, when it comes to food, we talk a lot here about fats and oils. So when we talk about the adrenals, we talk a lot about protein and the red-colored foods. But when we talk about ovaries and testes, we talk about fats and oils, the quality of those oils, and we do talk about orange-colored foods, too.
I like it. It's interesting. There's something else I'm remembering, that the orange aura is one that usually is described as sexual energy.
Well, that makes sense.
Isn't that? I love these interconnections, especially.
Yeah, it all makes sense, right?
It does.
The ancient traditions were onto something, and now finally we have modern science to say, oh, there's something here. Here's a correlation. You know, we studied that.
Yes, and mm-hmm. The whole communication, the whole body, that W-H-O-L-E, the whole body, you've really nailed it. I really like this. So let's keep going.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We'll cover this in the next segment because we need more time for each one of what you're describing for us. I think this is a brilliant setup, and we'll talk more about it. And for those who have just tuned in, right now we're talking about the seven systems of health. Our subject is whole detox, and we're lucky to be talking with Dr. Deanna Minnick. And we will be right back after this break with more interesting information from our guest.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Medicine, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Today's guest is Dr. Deanna Minnick, an internationally recognized lifestyle medicine expert whose subject is whole detox. That is also the title of her new book, which will be coming out in 2016. And we've been talking about this exciting system she has designed, combining Eastern and Western medicine, and it's the seven systems of health. So we talked about the adrenals, the importance of red. We also covered the ovaries, testes, and the color orange and orange foods. So we're going to move on unless you have something you wanted to add to what we just spoke
about. Oh, there's so much to add, but we'll keep moving forward because
okay.
I want to be sure we get through all the colors here. The next color is yellow. So the color yellow corresponds to the element of fire. So when we think of yellow in the body, this connects to the digestive system. So in ancient traditions, they saw the stomach as this vehicle of lots of fire, lots of acid. You know, we're breaking things down, we're transforming it. So in whole detox, we do talk about yellow and yellow foods, and we talk about how we're getting too much of those. And perhaps not the right ones. And in this area of constant transformation and breaking things down and energy, what we also talk about more metaphorically is how much energy are you putting out? Are you burning out? Are you being fried by your daily life? You know, are you becoming just burnt to a crisp? You know, I like to use a lot of these metaphors because they all align to really this fire element. So we even talk about when we go through the fire, through the yellow color, we talk about how, you know, maybe we're just doing too much. This is work-life balance. And my husband, who's an acupuncturist, even talks about how in Chinese medicine, we should never be doing heavy mental work or lots of thinking when we're eating, because in Chinese medicine, spleen and really bringing in the pancreas, that these are also required to break things down through just processing thought. So you would never think that, you know, thought would be located in the gut, but in Chinese medicine, we do see that correlation. And it makes sense because in Western medicine, we have the brain-gut relationship, right?
Yes.
So what's going on in the gut is going to be changing the brain. So we talk about that. We talk about, you know, how balance. And for me, this is always the one that comes up and, you know, requires some balance. And I didn't mention this, Dana, but before we do our detox, I give a questionnaire. And it's of the seven systems so that you can figure out where do you need to focus as we're going through this. Yes, we're going to do the whole program, but there might be certain areas that you need to focus on more than others.
Yes.
And the yellow one is the area, including myself, where many, many people need to focus.
It makes sense because when we look at any pharmacy, any drugstore, the number one over-the-counter sales are anything to
DPI.
Do with digestion, constipation,
yep.
diarrhea, acid indigestion, et cetera. And so you, again, you're right on target with this.
Now, yeah, we're stressed out.
So what foods would be problem foods in the yellow range?
Well, here is where I talk about, believe it or not, I talk about advanced glycation end products. I talk about not just the types of foods, but then how we cook them and how they become brown.
Right, right.
You know, that how toxic those foods are for us. So, and we also talk about, you know, what are the yellow foods that are pervasive and that are incredibly toxic. We talk about corn sugar, high fructose corn syrup. Again, we're doing the detox now, and we just moved through the fire, and I was talking about Splenda, you know, in yellow packages. It's
yes.
Like, stay away from that stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot of yellow. Most of our processed grains and our ready-to-eat cereals and, you know, I usually think of them as on a little bit on that spectrum of yellow to brown or tan that, you know, we're just depleting. Every time we engage in that, we're just, again, we're wearing on our digestive tract. We're taking away energy rather than getting it. It's actually an illusion because we think we're getting energy when we eat a lot of those quick burning foods. And we do get that quick fix, but it's not sustained energy. And we do talk about, again, the toxic nature of sugars and sweeteners to give us false energy when really they're robbing us.
Very well said. Now, is the heart the next one? We're going to
yeah, the heart is the next one, and it's green. And we're actually going through that right now. This is the other one that people fall short on. It's self-love. So here's where I get a lot of mothers in the detox program saying, oh my gosh, I have no time for myself. My time is being spent with my family. I've got to cook for the kids, get them to school. My husband has, you know, these meetings. I have to help him with his travel and I have no time for myself. This is a struggle for many people. And what ends up happening is, you know, a lot of emotions that are held in the heart. We talk about today our focus, every day we have a focus for the detox. And since we're going through the heart one right now in the color green, we're talking about oxygenation and circulation because we've got the lungs and the heart in this area. So we talk about the breath. We talk about expansion and movement and getting more flow and circulation and how important that is. I talk about forest bathing, which I'm sure you know about, right? Shirin Yoku?
Yes. It's,
yeah, so I just made a post on that within our whole detox group. Talked about them getting out in nature, you know, getting into the green and how healing nature can be for our cardiovascular system.
Isn't that true?
It is, yeah.
You know, people who don't even know what you're talking about right now know how good they feel when they stand in a flower, when they're at a flower garden or standing in the woods or just surrounded by the green. So this makes a lot of sense, too.
Well, and here's a takeaway for your listeners. These studies that originate largely from Japan, they found that spending just a couple of hours in a forest on the weekend had lasting effects that went up to 1 week. So in other words, just having that little reset of finding your way into a forest, maybe in an afternoon hike on the weekend, that you can be reprogramming your physiology for 1 week afterwards. I mean, that's pretty powerful to think that a forest experience can change us for 7 days.
It's amazing, and it makes sense.
Yeah. That's why I live in the forest, actually. I want to be sure I'm constantly getting this experience. So, yes, we live in a forest in the Pacific Northwest. I love it.
Well, I don't have a forest near me, but I do have woods
Perfect.
Behind me, and I allow my greens to just grow and grow and grow. And I always share with a neighbor when they move in that I don't want those cut. I want them growing.
Yes, I hope so, definitely. And even if you live in a city, you know, for your listeners who are saying, well, gosh, I live in New York City, how am I ever, you know, we have parks, right? You know, wherever we're at, there has to be some connection to nature.
Yes.
I even have a woman who lives in Arizona, and there's another woman from Nevada who's doing our whole detox now. And, you know, they're showing us pictures of palm trees and talking about, you know, you have nature wherever you're at, and just to find that and become more aware of it.
Yes.
Do your best, yeah.
Well, well explained, and I believe the thyroid's next.
The thyroid is next, and when we focus on the thyroid, when we go through whole detox, of course, we talk about different things that are harmful to the thyroid, and we talk about the whole area of the mouth, right? It's kind of the everything, our senses, our smell, our taste, our hearing, how we're taking things in. So when we talk about food, we talk about liquid foods, stews, soups, sauces, broths, smoothies, juices, you name it, anything, and teas, too. Teas are so important. I have a whole thing on teas for the detox. So we talk about, you know, what opens our throat, what opens our sense of truth. So in the ancient systems of medicine, the thyroid was connected to speaking one's truth. And metaphorically, being that the thyroid is right there close to the mouth, speaking one's truth. And I know for many women, when they go through the detox and we start talking about this, there is really this aha moment for them. So maybe they've had thyroid conditions, autoimmune conditions that involve their thyroid, and then they start realizing, I'm not speaking my truth. I am not saying what I really want to say, or I've been too quiet. I've just been saying yes to everybody, and I mean no. You know, there's really this, or for some people, maybe they've been way too vocal, maybe too inflammatory, maybe swearing, lying, gossiping. You know, you can look at the other side of where we could go wrong with our truth. So we talk about speech and thyroid and bringing that connection together.
And you mentioned broths and soups.
Yeah, broth, like bone broth, different types of broths that I have. I have recipes for every day, and I take them through whether they're an omnivore or a vegetarian. It doesn't matter because I embrace all eating paths within the detox. I don't subscribe to a certain diet, and I think that everybody has their unique needs and wishes.
Thank you for saying that, because listeners know that I have harped on this point, that there is not one diet for all people on earth.
Oh,
and
goodness, that'd be boring.
Wouldn't it? And I do appreciate you emphasizing that.
Yes. So that's why we bring everybody into the detox. And there are no stigmas or, you know, there's no sense of righteousness. Everybody is equipped with different recipes that they can use that all have the colors for those days, whether they're omnivore or vegetarian. And they can mix and match.
Love it.
So moving from the thyroid, we move into the pituitary gland. And this is correlated with the color. I call it indigo, which is like a blue-purple. And so here we talk about, since it's centered in the middle of the head, I focus on the brain largely when we get to this spot. And I start talking about wisdom and brain function, cognition. I'm actually writing a book right now with Dr. Alejandro Younger called Clean Brain, Clean Mind. So I get into talking about, and this is a big area of focus. Anytime people do a detox, their two big concerns are energy loss and feeling fatigued, as well as brain function, just not feeling like they're sharp enough. You know, especially a lot of perimenopausal, postmenopausal women who are losing their estrogen, you know, their brain function starts to change, and this is normal. So we talk about this, you know, and the color of blue-purple is relevant because here's where I bring in blueberries.
Yes.
I mean, there are studies from Tufts and other places, especially Dr. James Joseph, who is an incredible contributor to this field, of showing how small amounts of berries have a great impact on learning and memory. So these blue-purple compounds make their way into certain parts of the brain that are responsible for these executive functions. And when you look at his animal work, and you translate that into humans, it's roughly the equivalent of about half a cup of blueberries to see that impact. Now, of course, we don't have a lot of human studies. We have some. That we have one large study, the Nurses' Health Study, which looked at eating more berries over time led to reduced cognitive decline. In other words, you're going to keep your brain sharper if you're eating berries throughout your life. So we do talk about berries and the importance of that. And even in the color science, there's a lot on blue light, you know, these and how blue light makes people more relaxed. And when you make people more relaxed, they can think better. And there are some of those studies as well. You know, what's really interesting, there was another study where they put a blue light around food, and they showed how blue, whereas red is kind of, you know, it has other effects on our appetite and engagement, blue seems to just quiet everything down.
That is perfect. And I want to emphasize this more in our final segment because I think this is so important. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on Whole Detox with Deanna Minnick.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, whether you go on the website or visit the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. We are here every Sunday morning, so join us next week for Kevin's Nutrition Discussion. Today's guest has been Dr. Deanna Minnick, an internationally recognized lifestyle medicine expert whose subject is Whole Detox. That's the name of the book that she has written that will come out in 2016. And we've been having a most interesting discussion about her seven systems of health. We went through the adrenal glands and red foods, the reproductive ovaries, testes, and that's the orange, and the pancreas and stomach is yellow. We talked about the spleen with that too, and the heart being green, and the thyroid being related to
aquamarine,
and the pituitary blue purple. So I think you wanted to finish up a little bit on the pituitary before we move on to the next one.
Yeah, well, the pituitary, the only other thing I'll say here is when we go through the Whole Detox, we also focus on sleep. And sleep is a huge issue for many people, and I think it's an often overlooked one. You know, how many practitioners do you go to who ask about your sleep habits, right? And your sleep habits will determine your eating habits and how much energy you have during the day and what you crave in terms of carbohydrate or not. So we do focus a lot here on sleep, and we get into even dreams. And one of the features, Dana, I didn't mention this, but when we go through the Whole Detox, people do a questionnaire at the beginning, as I mentioned, and then every day they get an email with seven different things that they can do. And one of them is for food, one is around the emotions, one is around the thoughts. When we get to this area of blue-purple, the pituitary gland, the modality that corresponds to that is a guided visualization. So I actually have an audio that people can listen to where it's something about that theme of the day. So it's, and I know the power of these guided imageries and these visualizations because I used to work for an oncologist when I was in graduate school, and he did a lot of research with his patients using visualization. And I could not, and I was doing this research project with him where I would interview the patients and listen to their experiences with the different therapies. And time again, they would talk about how powerful the imagery was for them, how they needed to imagine their immune system attacking their cancer. So through my career and even my personal life, I've always used visualization. I always think that you've got to visualize where you want to be if we're talking about health. You know, what does that look like? What does that feel like? You know, what are the thoughts that you're thinking when you've arrived? So we do focus on visualization, and that does correspond to this whole area of the brain, the pituitary gland, and as part of that, even the eyes. So we talk about the outer eyes and also the inner eyes. And in ancient traditions, the pituitary gland was the point of meditation for several people, you know, because it is the master gland. And when you give it that focus, you can really change up a lot of the other endocrine glands. So that's what I'll say about the blue-purple part of the spectrum.
Excellent connections. And I always refer to sleep as a nutrient. And I explain to patients, I cannot give you anything that will substitute for sleep.
Nope. It's true. And, you know, I'm always so glad when I see people going through Whole Detox and they say, I slept 32 hours in 3 days. How did that happen? We just had a woman talk about that, how she just slept 32 hours. And this is so unusual for her and how good it felt. And so, yeah, I agree with you. The last color on the spectrum is white. So white is the color that corresponds to the pineal gland, which is a very small gland in the brain, sits up a little bit higher than the pituitary, and the pineal gland registers light. It is connected to day-night rhythms, kind of our circadian rhythm, which is why, you know, usually we hear about the influence of melatonin on this gland. So what we talk about within Whole Detox is this idea of getting being nourished by good, healthy light and having good cycles. So, you know, this is especially challenging for people that do shift work where they're up during the night and asleep during the day, and how this really can throw off a lot of our hormones, right?
Yes.
And there are a number of studies even on bright white light changing up a number of neurochemicals and other hormones in the body. So this connection with full spectrum light and just even being nourished by white light, this is, you know, there's science to support it. In fact, you know, you can look at PubMed, look at all the different studies on how light can influence us.
It does. I do a meditation that's so easy to do. I just imagine a circle like of snow, white glistening snow, circling around myself or a person.
Nice.
And I've always called it white light, and it what you say is quite true.
Yeah, it's very healing to have that white light. And just that exposure, you know, there's even talk about how, you know, having so many artificial lights into the wee hours of the night, you know, we've got our smartphones and we're watching television, how this is detrimental for our production of certain hormones in the body. Dana, one last thing on this white part, and I call this spirit, by the way. I call this part of us spirit, and each of these have a name. So it has a color and a name.
Excellent.
So this one that correlates between white and spirit, this is not a religious connection. It's much more of a, I would say, a sense of interconnection.
Yes.
You know, when we were just talking about community, when we were talking about adrenals and mm-hmm. social networks, this is a sense of that one has purpose and meaning in life, whatever that means for them. So even within functional medicine, we talk about that in the heart of the matrix. We have mental, emotional, and spiritual. And the way that the Institute for Functional Medicine defines spiritual is meaning and purpose. So the same thing within Whole Detox, we talk about, you know, what gives you, what do you believe in? What gives you that sense of hope? You know, where do you put your faith? And is there a sense of something bigger than you, whether you look to nature or to people or to God, you know, whatever your path is, you know, that's embraced within Whole Detox. So people have a lot of aha moments when we go through that, and that really is the exit point for Whole Detox. And we correlate that with food when we look at white foods, and we also start talking a little bit more about fasting here through Whole Detox. We talk about intermittent fasting, and we start to whittle down our foods a little bit, and I encourage people, and by this time they've been losing weight, they're feeling better, their sleeping is heightened and peaked and much better quality. So now they're in a phase where now we can start talking a little bit about withdrawing from food. So we do that on the last 3 days of the 21 days.
Well, this, you have given us excellent information. Would you give your websites for our listeners so that they can contact your site and get the information? You've given us a lot of good about the detoxsummit.com and your whole detox. So
sure.
Give us the sites.
Yeah, the easiest one to give you is foodandspirit.com, because on foodandspirit.com, you'll get access to that the Seven Systems of Health chart, and you'll also have access. We've got tabs on that page where you can get to the Whole Detox site. You can also find out about a program that I have called the Certified Food and Spirit Practitioner Program. If you're interested in doing this work with people, I've been running the certification now for about 2 years. We've got about 130 practitioners that are doing the Seven Systems of Health and their practices. So if you're a practitioner listening and you say, well, goodness, this sounds really intriguing and I'd like to know more and maybe I'd even like to do this in my practice, how do I do it? I've created a whole framework and a toolkit to take you through.
Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Minnick, for joining us.
Thank you, Dana. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.